Okay, before we get started, I just wanted to share with you that on the back table over here are free resources that you can take home with you today. So we have things like bookmarks for your Bible or a book that you're reading. This one's like how to pray for your children if you want some help with that. There's a couple guides on like how to start chores in your home, like bedroom cleaning and laundry, like how do you get your kids started? How do you end and let your children begin, right, and helping and doing things around the house. There's also a couple guides on how to pray, wives praying for their husbands, and then also praying for your children. And there's lots of Bible study resources. And everything's free, and Vicki would be so happy if it all disappears. So you're welcome to take whatever you need. If you think your friend would like one too, take it for your friend, your neighbor. Use it as an outreach. I don't know, however you want to use it. You're welcome to use it. Okay, I'm going to pray, and then I'll explain who I am, and we'll start. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just dedicate this next hour and a half to you, Lord, and we ask that you would meet us here. Father, that this time would not be wasted, Lord, but that it would just be a time of refreshing, Lord, a time of encouragement, a time of just being challenged of how we can better walk with you and better honor you with our time and our responsibilities. Lord, I just pray that you would speak to these women today. Lord, I pray that our discussions around the table would be fruitful. Lord, that we would be able to build community with one another, Lord, and ultimately that we would just draw close to you and understand what it is that you would have for us. So we just give you our time and we ask that you would work in a mighty way. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay, let me tell you who I am. My name's Katie Johnson. I've been in Thailand for about 4.5 years. Before Thailand, I was in Okinawa, Japan. We were missionaries there for about 13 years. Why Okinawa? The military brought us to Okinawa. So my husband was in the military. It took us to Okinawa. We loved it. And so he got out of the military. And we were like, Lord, please let us stay here. How can that work? And then our pastor at church said, hey, you want to come on staff? And so my husband started as the janitor, a nice low position of janitor. And we worked with the youth. And then, we're having technical difficulties. Okay, let's pray for our technical stuff. Lord, I just pray that we would be able to figure this out. Lord, we know that there are ladies out there that want to hear your word and want to be challenged just to grow in their walk with you. So I just pray that by your spirit that you would work it out. Father, we pray against the enemy and any attack of the enemy, Lord, and we just ask that you would work in a mighty way and that you'd give wisdom to Carmen and to Aaron and Genevieve, Lord, as they try to figure it out. In your name we pray. Amen. So that's what brought us to Thailand. My husband works with an organization called the Free Burma Rangers. So we do cross-border work where we go in and we help the people that are in conflict and fleeing from conflict, really. So we go find the people that are hiding in the jungles and we try to bring them help, hope, and love in Jesus' name. So my husband's gone a lot over to our friends in Myanmar, loving on them. So that's why we're here, and we're here until God says go. As far as my life, what do? I am a mom, and that's why I'm here at this mom's group, right? It's a hard job. It's the hardest job I've ever had. Really the only job I've ever had because I got out of college and became a mom right away. But it is hard, and it's good to get together and to talk with other moms that are struggling or doing it well and figuring out how can we do it well together, right? And I have a picture of my family somewhere. Yeah, there they are. So I have 7 children. I'm becoming the smallest among them, as you can see. I'm in the middle there. But on the right is my oldest son, not the oldest in my family. He's 17, and his name's LJ, and he's in America. We just launched our first kid, so he is there doing his thing. Next to him is my other son, Josiah. He is 15. He's a freshman in high school. My husband is in the back by my son, Josiah. Then it's me, and then there's Audrey to the left of me, or to the right on the screen, and she is my oldest. She's 18, finished high school this last year, and praying about what the Lord's going to have for her. I don't know if she's sticking around or not. We will see what God has. And in the back next to her is my fourth child, Titus. This is a test for me every time, 14. He's 14. And then in the front is what I affectionately call the girls. I call them the girls, and Audrey's like, that's not fair. I'm a girl too. And I'm like, well, you don't count. These are the girls and you're my oldest, I guess. I don't know. But in front is Rui with the blue and yellow dress. She is the 5th child and she is turning 13. She cannot wait to be a teenager in this month. And then next to her is my youngest, Natalie. She is 10. And then next to her is my sixth child. She's 11, and her name's Faith. So there's a quiz later. Did you get it all? So as you can see, my life is busy. It's a joy to be a mom, and it's a joy to be here with you all. Last week, we were challenged by Dana to set healthy boundaries. So were you able to do that this last week? Did you take some of those tools? Were you able to decide where you were going to end and your child was going to begin? Did you have any success in doing that? I just encourage you to revisit that and think about it, because it kind of plays into today as far as time management. I hope that you've been able to create some healthy boundaries that have given you some freedom in your life and some more joy, maybe, and the ability just to do life better. This week, we're going to discuss time management. But before I begin time management, on your table, you will see a stack of paper that you can pass around. There's enough for each person at the table and a pen. And I want you just to take a couple minutes to put down all your responsibilities that are required of you throughout the week or a given day. What are the things that you have to do? What are the expectations that people have of you? What are the expectations that you have of yourself? And then also, what do you like to do during the day? Like, what do you want to do during your day? So put all those things down. I'll give you like a minute and a half, 2 minutes to write down everything you can think of that you have to do during a day. I know you won't be able to put it all down, but just trying to get your brain thinking about your responsibilities and roles. Okay, now I'd like you to take a few minutes and just share around your table your roles and responsibility with the other ladies at your table. And you might think of something, oh yeah, I have to do that too. I don't know if everyone's had this opportunity to share, but I'm sure that there's a lot of the same thing that's coming up as you go around the table, right? I think it's safe to say that we all have a lot of things on our plate. And being a mom is exhausting, in all honesty. And if you're like me, you may often wish that you had more time in your day. Maybe you wish you had more time in your day just so you can get the things done that need to get done, like that last load of laundry or the dishes in the sink or whatever that is. Or maybe you wish you had more time in your day because you want to do something for you. You want to read a book, or you want to go get a massage, or you want to veg and watch a movie, right? Like, we all wish we had more time of the day. But God, when he's a divine God, and he created our day to have 24 hours. He created us for the need for sleep. His word even says he gives his beloved sleep, right? He loves us. He wants us to sleep. He wants us to rest. So really, sleeping takes up a good chunk of our day. Good, if you're healthy, 8 hours, right? You really love your sleep, 10 hours. If you are running on fumes, 6 hours or 3 hours between naps as you're feeding an infant or whatever it is, right? We have to sleep. So that takes a big chunk of our day. So really, in our day, we only have maybe 14 to 16 hours where we can accomplish things. And how do we do that? When you look at your list and you look at your time, you're just like, how in the world do we make this work? So hopefully today we'll be able to just go through these lists and think about how we can prioritize better and how we can make the most of our time. But God's word in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 kind of just gives us wisdom of how we should do it, or what time management should look like. So let's just read it. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Circumspectly just means carefully. You need to walk carefully. And don't be a fool about it. You want to be wise. The things that you do in your life, you want to be wise. We want to use our time wisely. It says, verse 16, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." And we know we live in a world that's fallen and it's evil, and we want to spend our time redeeming it. We want to be the light in the world. We want to go out. We want to make good choices, and we want to honor God with the things that we choose to do. Verse 17, it says, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And we don't want to be unwise. We want to be wise. In order to be wise, we have to understand what the Lord's will is. So really, that's the question, is what is the Lord's will for my life each and every day? What should I wake up and what should I do? And how do I use my time wisely for him and for his glory, and so that I can be the best human that God wants me to be? really on the list of your, if you have your notebook on time management, page 12, the things that God wants us, you know, what is his will? It's these four things at the bottom here. His will is for us to follow him, right? For that he would be first in our life. God would be the number one priority. That's his will. He also, if we are married, like we're commanded that we need to put effort and time into our marriage and we need to love our husbands well. We need to honor our husbands. We need to, you know, we need to work on that relationship with our husbands. We're all here because we're moms. So if we're a mom, like that's a priority God has given us is to help our children, to be with our children, to teach our children, to sit with them when they're sick, right? Like our children become a priority. And that is God's will. When we are hanging out with our children, that's his will for us. And so if all you did that day was hold the kid that was sick, like that was his will for you that day and you accomplished his will. And he is looking at you saying, good and faithful servant, right? Like he is proud of you for doing that. And so you can rest knowing, yeah, the dishes are still undone. Yes, the laundry didn't get hung up and now it stinks because it's wet in the laundry basket or whatever, right? Like, but we can rest knowing I did what God wanted me to do today and he called me to do that today. And then another priority is just to love others in our community. Like he wants us to be involved in our churches. He wants us to be involved with the unsaved in our world around us. So like that's the Lord's will for our life, to love him and to love others. And those others kind of have a priority as in, you know, husband, children, and then outside of the house with whom he has asked you to be a part of. And that's where our boundaries came in last week, right? Like, what are you going to say yes to? We have to think about that. Like, what are we going to let into our life? And then when we say yes, then we've got to put it in our day so that, it, you know, we get it done. And then our community at large. So hopefully that will help. But I also think this is just an amazing visual that I got to watch. It helps us to just put our life into categories and kind of think about it. Okay, like what has to get done? This is the non-negotiables, right? There are things in our life that we have to do every single day. Some of them have to be once a week, whatever it is, the non-negotiable. It has to go on the calendar. It has to get accomplished. So we have things in our life that are that. And I bet you can look at your list and you can think about what your non-negotiables are. Like that is what has to get done. Then we have our essentials. Like, we'd love for it to get done, but it doesn't always get done, right? We have things like that. Like, this is something I need to do. I want to do it. It's important to me. But if it doesn't happen, it's okay. It can wait for another day, but it still has to get done eventually. So we have our essential things. And then we have, this is the category we all want to hang out is our bonus, right? Like, if you get to do it, it just is the icing on the cake. It's the cherry on top. It's the thing that makes us, yay, this is a good day, or I got to do that today. That was fun. And then there's things on your list. I even heard it in the table I was sitting at. There's things like, if I have time, I like to do this or this or this, right? So that those are our bonus activities. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you my day. And my life is going to look different than yours because I'm in a different season. My kids are 10 to 18. A lot of my kids are doing their own thing. I got two kids that they just check in with me and say, hey, mom, this is what I'm doing today, you know, and I'm like, okay, and I make sure that I'm there for them if they need me. Otherwise, I'm not really with them much. So my season looks different. So I don't want you to look at what I'm doing or what I'm saying and be like, oh, man, I should, you know, that should be on my non-negotiable table too. No, there is grace, right? And as long as we're doing the things God wants us to do, if something on my non-negotiable is on your bonus, like, praise the Lord. Like, that is the season of life you're in, and that is okay, and that is good. As long as we're keeping the Lord's will in mind, and we're making sure that we're hitting his non-negotiables for our life. If we're hitting those, then the rest of this fluctuates, and it can go from one side to the other. Okay, so let me just give you an example. So I have a basket of things, laundry being one of them, but we'll just start with laundry. So laundry, where would you put laundry? Non-negotiable, essential, or bonus? I don't know. Some people have Maybons, so they don't even have to think about laundry, right? That's the beauty of it, right? So I'm going to put it on the essential table. Like, I can't have stinky clothes. I've got different for me. I have 9 people, so I'm doing laundry every day. Like, I can't do it every other day. I know people that get to do it once a week. That's awesome. That's amazing. I'll get there when it's just me and my husband, right? But, like, so for me, it's essential. Sometimes it's a non-negotiable, like, because the pile is huge. And I'm like, today I have to do laundry. It's a non-negotiable today. So we're going to put laundry here. My basket represents laundry. Okay, so one of the things that I've said yes to when I'm making my boundaries is women's Bible study. I have the opportunity to lead a women's Bible study for our organization that we work for. So I said yes to this. So now it's my job to prepare and to plan and to show up every week. So this is a non-negotiable for me. Because I said yes, I'm committed, and I have to be there every week. Of course, is there grace if my kids are sick? Yes, I can call and say, I can't make it, and they are the community is gracious and says, that's fine, we understand, they support me. But for the most part, this is a non-negotiable, which means I have to make time during the week to prepare. So I have to set aside an evening, and it's usually my family's hanging out watching a movie or playing a game, and I'm hiding in a room, making sure that I have time for this. How do I fit it into my day? I read ahead. I'm like, okay, like this, we're doing a Names of God study right now. So like this week, we're going to talk about how God is peace and God is the Lord of hosts. So all week, I'm just dwelling on that when I'm washing dishes, when I'm folding laundry, when I'm in between helping kids at school. And I'm just dwelling on that and I'm thinking about these things. And then I set a time aside where I actually get it written down and I get my thoughts on paper and I'm ready to teach. So that's how I choose to manage my women's Bible study. But for me, it's a non-negotiable because I said yes, so I'm stuck with it. And I love it. It's a joy, really. I'm not stuck, but it's a non-negotiable. Another thing is my husband works in an organization that does things all the time. So this is just a Run for Relief shirt because they put on a run. And so because we're here to serve at this organization, there's things that pop up that I have to do to help. And it becomes a non-negotiable for me. Like this Saturday, I had to set my time aside and I had to be at this run and I had to help support it. And prior to that, I had to do a few things to help. So it was a non-negotiable for me because we chose to say yes to this ministry. Let's see. Working out. I know for a lot of you, and when I was having children, working out was over here on the bonus table. If I got to it, amazing. You know, wow, I had a good day today. I got to go for a walk, or I got to do a 20-minute workout video, or whatever that is. Like, usually, and I think for probably most of you ladies, it's on the bonus table. For some of you, it's going to be on the essential table, because you know that you have health issues, and you know that you need to be working on them, or you know that you need to get stronger, or you know that your attitude is better if you get out and work out, and you're a better mom if you have that time for yourself. So it might be on the essential table for me, for you. For me, I have to move it over here. And the reason why is because my husband's job, in order to go into Burma, we have to be in shape and we have to pass tests. And that's not just me, but that's like my whole family. So I have to wake my kids up 3 times a week and we have to work out, and it's a non-negotiable. Like, we have to do it every week in order to pass the fitness test required of us. So for me, it goes over here. Someday, I'm going to put it back over there and it's going to be wonderful. One of my number one reasons. I'm like, if we leave this organization, I don't have to work out. Great. Let's see what else I have. Okay, represents cooking. I know a lot of our time and energy is put into cooking. And maybe not all of you. Maybe some of you have Mavons that cook for you. Maybe you guys in your family, you choose to just eat out street food all the time. That's how you've decided to work that. And that's amazing and awesome. For me, it's another non-negotiable for me because my kids have to eat. And even if I don't do all the cooking, because I don't, my kids help me, I still have to make sure there's food in the house, that there's something that they can put together in the morning for breakfast, that, you know, there's milk in the fridge, whatever it is. Story of milk this week, I learned that my kids are entitled. We didn't have milk, and there was plenty of other things, and I wrecked a child's day because there was no milk in the fridge, and they were not going to be able to eat breakfast, and they were not going to be able to do life, and it was the end of the world, and I was like, wow, this child's entitled. So I learned that we need to work on with a little bit less things in our life, but for food, it's here. And this is a lot of my day. Like, I have to do breakfast, lunch, dinner, dishes. You know, that also requires grocery shopping. When are you going to fit that in? For me, I do it, macros open at 6, so it's a great time to shop. If you ever want to shop at macro, 6 o'clock, no one's there. It's amazing. Morning time or nighttime is when I go, but you have to fit that in. When does that work for you and your family and for your kids? Okay, let's see. I've got a lot of non-negotiables going on, but I have to add a couple more. Bible, just my personal time in the Word, right? I try to get this in every day. I love God's Word. I hope you grow to love God's Word if you don't love it yet. But if I don't go without it, I'm sad. I'm like, oh man, I missed my time with God. So this is a priority. And it's looked different for me in each season, but I've always made it a priority. Like when I was nursing babies, my time with the Lord was at the 5 a.m. wake up with the baby, right? My Bible in hand, child on the breast, you know, managing both things at one time. As they got a little bit older, it was nap time. When they were napping in the afternoon, there was a quiet hour in my house and I could spend time with the Lord. Before I had kids, it was at nighttime because I was a night person and I could hang out with Jesus at night. But now that's first thing in the morning because I find that if I don't do it first thing, I don't get it done sometimes, or it's just not as good and not as fulfilling. So I try to do it first thing in the morning. That's when I've carved away time. But hopefully for you, this is a non-negotiable and that you make time for it. But what time you make for it, just make sure it gets in there. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is better than 0 minutes, right? With our life, like any time we give it, God's going to bless it and it's going to be more, like he'll make it more than what it was. If it was 5 minutes, it might feel like 20 because he might just give you exactly what you need in those 5 minutes that you have. Okay, and then picture my husband because he's a non-negotiable. I chose to get married, so now I'm stuck. No, I'm just kidding. I love him. And he's, whatever he needs, I'm his helpmate, right? So there's times I usually check in with him first thing in the morning. Hey, is there anything you need from me today? And then whatever he says he needs from me, that becomes my non-negotiable for the day. He's like, I need you to, here, this part right here. You guys will all understand this. I need you to go do our 90-day check, or I need you to fill out this form for me or whatever, right? Like, this is also non-negotiable if you live in Thailand. We're all in this non-negotiable where we spend days at immigration. And when that day comes, everything else gets shoved aside, and this has to happen in order to be here. And it takes a lot of our time, but it's a priority. Because if God's called you here, in order to stay here, you have to get this done. And so it's okay that it's here. But when those days come, you realize all of this is going to get pushed over. And that's okay, because it's going to stand on your non-negotiable table. Okay, and then I have one more thing, non-negotiable. I chose to homeschool my kids. I never planned to be a homeschool mom, but the Lord has led me in this direction. So if the Lord leads you, I can encourage you in that. Yes, I am jealous of everyone that sends their kids to school. A lot. My sister calls me and she's like, I'm just doing this at home with no kids. I'm like, what? No kids? What does that look like? But for me, because I chose to homeschool, it's really a non-negotiable. Sometimes it's just essential because it gets pushed aside because of everything else. But my kids have to be educated. They have to grow up to at least read and write and do a little bit of math. And that's, I set the bar low at my homeschool. If we get that done, it's good. That's my homeschool life. But because I said yes to it, it has to go over here. And we have to get it done. Okay, so some essential things. For me, just everyday cleaning would be essential. Just so that my house doesn't get ran over, right? Oh, my laundry is essential too. But like dishes, make sure the table's maybe washed before we eat dinner. But for me, and I know this is not every lady in the house, for me, I don't really care about a clean house. Like, it is not important to me. I can function highly in dirt and grossness. It doesn't bother me. For some of you, you're like, no, this is a non-negotiable. Because if my house is dirty, I am a wreck. I'm not a nice person. I'm stressed out about this, and I can't function. I can't think clearly. So maybe for you, it's a here. For me, it's an essential. Like, yes, I need to do it, and we do get it done. Thankfully, we have a community that comes over on Thursdays, so I have to get it done by Thursday before everyone shows up. You know, they want a clean bathroom to go to the bathroom in. That's where that goes for me. Yeah. I guess my other essential would be just contacting family, staying up with supporters. Like, it's really kind of a non-negotiable in a way because it's kind of how we make our income as far as staying up with supporters. But really, it's just essential. I need to stay up with my mom and my dad and my brothers and my sisters in America. And I need to stay up with supporters when they want to talk to me. So I just put my phone because a lot of it is done on the phone. Social media. Some of my social media is essential. Some of it's the bonus over here, right? But the staying in contact with people. And then I think just like furthering my own education, and I believe it's essential. Like, this is a book that I'm reading about how to counsel women. I love to read, so really it feels like a bonus, but it is essential for me. Sometimes you have to do language classes, right? Like, that's essential. You gotta make sure that gets done. Or maybe you're actually going to school, so it's a non-negotiable. You have to show up for a class at a certain time, so that time of your day is taken away, and you have to do that. But for me, just furthering my education, growing as a person, growing with my walk with God is first, but then also just as a person, learning new things, that's essential. I think it gives you life. It makes life good. Okay, so then what about my bonus table? My bonus table is my friends. This is the moon's Christmas card. And some other people at our organization. My friends, they're a bonus. Like, I know, sad, sorry. You're just a bonus, Vicky. She knows, because she's like, can you come over? And I'm like, I don't know when I have time, right? Like, if we have time, it works out. Some of you, friends are super important, and that's how you need that time, you need that relationship. So maybe your friends are essential. You're like, this is a necessity in my life. That's great. And maybe it's a non-negotiable. Tell me how you do it. I don't know how to do that. I can't get them there yet. But right now, they're on my my bonus table. And I love it. When I get my time with my friends, it's amazing. I also brought my Kindle because my bonus is my favorite thing to do when I have nothing to do is read. Yeah. I make it essential, but it's really a bonus. If I get to read, it's a good thing. So this is my bonus. And I try to make sure, like, one way I manage my time better is, like, I don't read this until I've read this. And a lot of times, I don't read this until I'm like, okay, at least one chapter of something that, like, I need to do or need to learn, I need to grow, right? I try to read this first. And then I come over here and read my fun, I like Christian romance, so I read Christian romance, but that's what's on my Kindle. And then, for me also, deep cleaning. Remember, cleaning's only essential. I don't really love it. Deep cleaning is a bonus. If I get to washing the window, that's amazing. And I do it like once a year. If I mop the floor, like I have 7 kids and I've done it for 18 years. I've probably mopped my floor 5 times in my life. So like, that's how bad I am. I mopped it every day when it was just Kevin and I. And I'm like, why in the world do I waste my time? That was my first year of marriage. I figured things out later. It's a bonus. If I get that done, great. But like I said, I can function in mess. So if you want to come to my house, you can see how dirty it is. You'll be like, yes, this lady lives in dirt. It's amazing. So this is just an idea. There's a lot more things on the list, right? But the goal of today is to realize, hey, we want to honor God. How can we honor God? There's responsibilities he's given us. There are things that we have to do, like husband, children. Oh, I have children too, right here. I have a picture of my family. Children. Homeschooling, whatever, like those are your responsibilities that God has given to you. If you look at this table and you're like, this is too much, I cannot get this done in a day, that's where we need to go back to our boundaries, right? Like, does everything on this table have to be on this table? There are seasons when I tell Kevin's organization, I can't. Like, my kids' schooling is dropping to the wayside. They have to go to school today. We have to get this math lesson done or whatever. I have to tell them no. And this goes over here or it becomes a bonus for a season. So there's times where my kids' education goes to the side, usually because of the passport, right? Like, okay, kids, we could pack it up and take it to immigration, but usually I'm like, that's too hard. If we get to it 2 days from now, that'll be okay. So we have to look at this and think, if you're overwhelmed, look at what you think is non-negotiable and think, what can I slide over or what can I say no to? Like, Bible studies, I get, like this one, I was asked to, hey, you want to be a part of this Bible study? And I told Vicky, I was like, what, how long is the commitment? What are the days? What are the hours? Is this going to continue after 6 weeks? Do you expect me to do this after 6 weeks? And I said yes, because she's like, okay, it's 6 weeks. I'm like, okay, I can do 6 weeks. I can have time to prepare for teaching. You know, I can do that in that 6 weeks. And Fridays, we only homeschool 4 days a week, so Fridays are my day, and I really did not want to give Friday up. So I was reluctant, yes. But I said yes, because I knew God wanted me to, and that's like something, like I was being selfish, right? If I said no, it's because I want to go to the pool on Friday versus coming here. But I'm like, okay, for 6 Fridays, I can give into community, I can serve God in this way, and I can do that. So it became a non-negotiable now. But I had to think about that before I said that. Like, what is this something I want to do? Is this something I want to say yes to? Yeah. So I hope that gives you, like, freedom. And I hope that shows you, you know, a little bit of how you can think about your day. And if you're overwhelmed, what can you push aside? Or maybe what you're doing is you're spending 20 hours. That'd be a lot. 3 hours reading every day. And then you're, like, finding that you don't have any time. Well, maybe you need to, like, okay, this is really just a bonus, right? I do not have to do it. So then you need to make it over here, and you need to hide your Kindle or hide your book or hide whatever it is that you're wanting to do, your phone, if you get distracted by your phone, put limits on your phone, whatever, so that you have time to get the things done that you want God, you know that God's calling you to do. And the things. Everyone has to just take inventory for themselves. But the joy of all this is that there's so much freedom, because I feel like every night I go to bed and every night I think, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get this and this and this and this and this and this and this done, right? And then you wake up and you're like, no, just joking. And there's a Bible verse that says that, not just joking, but this is what God says. Proverbs 16:9. It says, a man's heart plans his way. That's me at night. I plan my way. Tomorrow I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. But the Lord directs his steps. Like, you wake up in the morning, and that is not what God has for you. Or a kid wakes you up in the middle of the night growing up, and you know that your day that you planned the night before is out the window, because that's not what God has for you. And I think for me, I used to get frustrated, like, oh, my kids wreck my life, you know, like, they're sick, they're always sick, I can't ever do anything, especially when they're little and they're always sick and you can't go to church, you can't do anything, because they're sick all the time. But I had to stop thinking about them wrecking my life and thinking, okay, no, like, the Lord allowed them to get sick. The Lord allowed this to happen. So he's the one that's directing my steps today. He's saying, no, Katie, you planned this, but I've got something else for you. And we have to trust that whatever God has for us is better than whatever plan I went to bed with the night before. And a perfect example of this is last week, I was telling Rachel, last week we get a call in our community saying, hey, there's a lice outbreak. So all of a sudden, all of this stuff, I mean, like, even dinner, I was like, we're ordering out tonight, guys, because it became a non-negotiable combing through 9 heads of hair and making sure we didn't have lice, right? And so, like, and I was frustrated because it was VBS week and I wanted to go to VBS, and Audrey, like, really wanted to get back at life and go to school this week, right? And we can have these plans in our heart, but we have to realize, okay, Lord, you allowed us to get lice. You're ultimately in control of this. It was nothing I chose to do. It's nothing, not my fault. It's not the community's fault for passing it along, right? Like, this is what God has ordained for me in this week to this day. And so I can choose, like, am I going to choose joy and have fun and good conversations with my kids and watch movies while I'm head combing? Yes, that's what we've done. But, like, literally, like, 5 hours a day, I think, I've been spending, because, like, my kids have long hair. You couldn't see it in the picture, but they had long hair. And they're doing like twice a day to go through everything. So there's just freedom in knowing that, hey, I can plan my way, but the Lord's going to direct my steps. And when that happens, there's grace in being able to slide all of this one way or slide it another way. And there's grace if you wake up one day and you're just like, I can't today, Lord. There is grace to just have a bonus day and read your book. And now that becomes the pattern every day. That's probably not healthy and not the Lord's will for you, but there's grace in that. And God loves you, and he loves you. He gives his beloved sleep. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to experience the good things. And so there is grace in that, and you can walk in that grace, and you can walk in that freedom. So I hope that encourages you. And then you can't compare, right? You can't look at my life and be like, wow, she does all of that. Like, no, it's not impressive. And even though all this is here, it's not always here. And that's not perfect. I don't always get into God's word every day. I mean, I'm human. I'm not great. And we're all not great. And it's okay. But we just want to encourage each other to do better. Like, how can we walk wisely? How can we walk circumspectly? How can we be careful? And how can we honor the Lord with our time? Any questions? Oh, it's the Lord. The Lord is good. And you have to realize that I've grown. I've been parenting for 18 years. I didn't say this. I'm glad you said that, because I remember listening to a podcast when I had maybe 4 kids, 4 and under. 4 was hard. Dana said she was 4 kid tired last week, and I was like, man, 4 was really hard for me too. But I remember listening to a podcast, and it said, and I was pregnant again, obviously, because I had 7, but like, I just remember him saying that when you're pregnant or when you're tired or when you're weary, just do the next thing. I was like, and that is the motto I lived on until probably, I mean, I still think about it every now and then. I'm like, I'm tired, I'm weary, I don't want to do this, but what is the next thing? Right? The next thing right now is helping this kid with math, and then that kid with science, and then this kid with that, and then I'm going to make dinner, right? Like, that's the order, and it's just the next thing. And you just have to think just one step ahead. You finish feeding your kids their mid-morning snack. Okay, what's the next thing? And that's, I think for me, that's really helpful. Because it's just, some days are like that. It's just, what's the next thing? And you might only get two things done on your list of 12 things to do. And that's okay, as long as you're just doing the next thing. Okay, yeah, that's a good question. Do I watch the time when I have a lot of things to do? I usually have goal times, right? Well, like breakfast, it's got to get done at a certain time. Lunch is a certain time. Dinner's a certain time. For school, yeah, I like them to have their school done by like 2 o'clock. It's nice if we can get it done by 2. That's kind of a goal time I have. Is it reality? No, because sometimes my kids throw a fit or they don't choose to do it, and we're there doing it till 7 o'clock at night because they make some poor choices, and that's not the reality at that time. But I, personally, I'm not a schedule person. That's like not my strength. I know there's some people that have every minute of every day planned out. I don't do it, mostly because I don't like failure. So I feel like if I plan it out, I'm going to fail. I don't even tell people my plan for my day, because if I fail, only I know, and no one else knew that I had a plan. Like, and that could be simple. Like, I don't, like, I might have a plan to take my kids to the pool, but I'm not going to tell them, because if I don't get to it, first of all, I don't cause disappointment, but then I didn't fail. Like, personally, it's a pride thing. I didn't fail. So I just don't tell them. But in my head, I'm like, oh, man, I failed. But I just, no one else knows I failed. But I do not plan every moment of every day. I just have goal times. Like, I need to get this done. I need to get that done. My goal time, I do have a goal time for bed. I like to be in bed by, I like, done reading and ready to sleep at 10:30. So for me, in order to do that, I have to back it up. I try to get upstairs by 9:45 so I can shower and have, like, 30 minutes to read before I go to sleep. But those are just my personal goal times. Okay, well, I'm going to close this in prayer, and then we can talk amongst ourselves. Lord, I just thank you for these ladies, and I thank you for the responsibilities you've given each one of them. Lord, they've said yes to many things. Father, they have made decisions that have put them with responsibilities that they have now, Lord, whether it's marriage, kids, jobs. Lord, whatever it is, Father, you have ordained that, Lord, and you are good, and you've called them to do these things. Father, I just pray that you would help us to be wise, that we wouldn't be foolish, Lord, that we would redeem the time, that we would walk circumspectly, that we'd be careful, Lord, that we would just honor you with our time, honor you with the choices we make, Lord, that we would keep the main things, Lord, that we would see the freedom in saying no, even if it's just for a season, Lord, and that we would just walk closely with you and hear from you daily, Lord, so that we can know at the end of the day that we did exactly what you wanted us to do. Father, and it might not look like our friend next door, Lord, but it's what you have, and what you have for us is good, and your plans for us are good, and we can rest in that. And so I just pray that you would encourage us with that, Lord, that you'd give us the strength we need to do the things that you've called us to do, that you'd give us the wisdom we need, Lord, and that you'd even give us the ability to say no, Lord, when it's too much, and we can just say it, Lord, and just trust that you're going to provide someone else to do that job, and that we don't have to do everything. So I thank you just for who you are, and I thank you for your great love for us, and I thank you that you care about these things. Lord, you care about how we manage our time. And so I just thank you that you are in it, and that you can give us the wisdom we need to do it well and for your glory. And I just pray that as we spend time together with one another, that we would learn from each other, Lord, and that we'd be challenged, and that we would grow. In your name I pray. Amen.